Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KCYS, monitor. KCAQV, address KCYS. KCYS, KCAQV, exit. I'm gonna figure out the tone. My back. Yeah, I said it took me a minute to figure out the tone on this repeater. It's 131.8. Yeah, roger. My antenna's pointed west, southwest. So I had to bump it up to 25 watts. Yeah. Yeah. You can get an app on your phone, repeater book app. Tells you all the repeaters next to it. Follows your location. My full quiet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Elva, full quieting, you betcha.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
100.
My bag, slow it down about.
Dot 280, the tone is 100. Over.
Yeah, we're not on that. We're on 145.310 down here in Bay City. Bay City. They're 131.8. I didn't quite catch what he says.
He said the tone was 100 on the 2.8. I think he said the 2.8 machine. Well, we're not on the 2.8. I don't know where he's at, but this must be linked up with something. Over.
Yeah, they got a few linked up. I think there's like 5 or 6 VHF, and I don't know if it's linked to UHF repeaters, but yeah, it's a link now. I don't think it used to be, but it is now. So, and sometimes I hear it coming through on the IRA too.
Oh really? I don't know. That gentleman that came in there, where are you located at? A Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. It's Bob in Owosso, Michigan. And I'm reaching the Lansing repeater. Over. 147.280.
Okay, there you go. Well, Bay City must be linked up with you guys down there then, because that's what we're on.
Roger that, roger that.
Well, nice to meet you. You got Ryan here. We're in Harrison on a base. The other guy's Mark. He's in a mobile down by Saginaw. He's 2 miles south of Zilwaukee now, but we're just having our second cup of coffee here, just waking up.
Roger that. I'm doing the same.
Okay, very good. Glad you came back to us, bud. You're full quieting into the system, too. No problem. They got a pretty good machine over here, I guess. I don't know what it's all linked up to, but several repeaters, I'm sure.
Roger that.
And the name is Mark on this end. This is Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo Mark.
Roger, Mark, name I hear is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, Bravo.
Okay, Bob. I tell you, it's sounding good in the system. No problem. Go ahead, Ryan, pick it up.
We're on the website here. It looks like they have 8 repeaters. And, most of them are down by where you're at. Lansing just went, Saginaw area, and then there's one in Mackinac City, so, heck yeah. Yeah, I'm going to drop this thing down and go in the other room here, so we'll be listening. We got it on, so be careful out there. You're probably getting pretty close to where you got to be anyway, so. You guys have a good morning. We'll catch you in a little bit.
KDIS,
we'll be clear.
Got victory.
All right, Ryan, we'll catch up with you. Yeah, I've got about 17, 18 more miles to go to our destination here, so catch up with you. KDYS, KC8, KDX, clear and listening.
Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo, mobile.
I believe it was Alpha Alpha 8, Kilo something mobile.
Alpha Alpha 8, Radio Kilowatt, 888RK, name's Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. I'm headed to the Lowell Swaps and making my way through. I'm just passing the Okemos exit on 96. Got coffee. I ate up my McDonald's breakfast. What could be better?
There you go. I went to that Lowell Swap here. It's been a long time ago. The time flies, so it's probably been 12, 15 years ago. I went over there and I bought a complete repeater. I got it up on the air now. But I didn't use many of the parts out of that repeater. I used some of them. But, yeah, that's been a long time ago, come think about it. It's probably been 15 years. I went there one time. This is a good little swap.
Roger, we were there, I don't know, it's got to be at least a dozen years ago. 15. We dropped off our daughter at Ferris State and we're coming home and I said, wait, there's a swap today, isn't there? And, my wife and I, Dale Williams was Michigan section manager, and he and my wife had a sort of funny interaction. She was headed south. She stopped in Dundee for a cup of coffee, and there are a bunch of people standing in line, and someone walks up and says, which one of you is the ham radio operator? And they all give dumb looks. Well, somebody out there has a call sign plate, and my wife turns around and says, oh, that was me. And Dale, of course, thought it was an OM. And that was good for a laugh.
There you go, for sure, for sure. Well, Ralph, we're about destinated down here. So I got a couple miles here, and I'll be destinated where I'm going. But good to hear you in there this morning. I don't know where you didn't say where you're from. You just said you was going to the Lowell Swap. Okay. Actually, I've been there one time. One time I went to Lowell Swap. Good little swap though. I'm me and Ryan, the other guy I was talking to. We're going to Dayton. I'm looking forward to that. 15th of May, headed down. Well, we're going down the 14th, I think. We're going down on Thursday. Yeah, we're going down on Thursday. Spend the night, get up Friday morning, go to the swap. Then spend the night Friday night, go to the swap on Saturday, and then come back home on Saturday. But we got a long ways to drive because we're from Harrison, Michigan up here. So it'll be about 7 hours on the road probably to get to Dayton, something like that. Between 6 and 7 hours from here. All right, Ralph, I'm going to let you go. Like I say, we're about destinated down here, so give yourself a great day, bud. KC8QBX.
Real good. I'm from Ann Arbor. And, was out the door early. And, at Eden, stopped by the ARRL Great Lakes booth. And say hi. 88 Arcade.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K8LAX Mobile.
NAWRO Richmond. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Doing well. Hope you are the same. I take it you might be heading out to the work site.
That is correct. And my schedule is not happy with me. But yes, I am.
Copy that. Well, I understand it. It should be. And I don't want to jinx anything here, but it should be a quick job, kind of an X marks the spot deal, I guess.
I agree. K8WUO, are you on a frequency? Nothing heard. Yeah, so I think that's all it's supposed to be. So it won't be too bad. Do you have the detail for Lair today covered, or do you still need help with that?
And truthfully, Dean, if you knock this one out, don't worry about the other one. Because it's just informal anyway. So, and I believe I got Tom coming down for that. And even if it's just Cliff and I, that's fine. Because we're just playing more than actually doing anything. It's just more of a field day. So, help out on this one, and I think we'll be set. Because there's going to be more on the other regards to formal hospital nets. There'll be more on that.
Copy that. I'll, one moment, stand by. K8LAX returning. Sorry, I had a big yawn there. If you don't have anyone and Tom doesn't make it down, let me know. If I'm up and moving, I'll definitely shoot over there. I know that I don't know about the one digital mode, but the one digital machine, but all of our normal modes of operation. I can definitely reach. I just don't know about Simplex.
Copy that. I'll let you know. If Tom comes down, we might be a two-man unit, so I might actually take that hospital. So. John is over on DMR right now, statewide one, but he might be getting involved in USO.
Copy that. I'll turn that unit on. K8LAX, I'll be QSYing over there.
I will do the same. NAWRO. Clear here. QSY.
Thank you.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W88MAC Mont Clemens will be disconnecting from Central Michigan for a few hours for some testing. And we'll be back later in the evening. N8WRO, clear.
That's a new call, isn't it? Right on, yeah. Yeah, my cousin's husband got his license, too. He tested in Lapeer. None of that. You're going to have to move around and find a hot spot. I'm thinking you're probably on an HD. Find a hot spot where the signal's stronger on receive, and that'll probably give you the extra punch to make it into the system.
All right. Yeah. That's
you're still a little bit weak. Are you running a walkie-talkie? I'm not catching you at all.
Yeah, tell me, is that working any better?
Yeah, you're blasting me now. You're probably 80 to 90%. There's just a little bit of noise, but you're 100% copy now.
Yeah, I'm on a handheld biofang, waiting to get my antenna put up here. I'm just waiting for Mystic to come out and mark the lines and everything so I can make the hole, put the pole up for it.
Oh yeah, guys will tell you you need more power, the old TV crowd, but I'll tell you, antenna, and always said it, I make a lot of antennas. The way you put them up helps, and power does help on the low bands especially, but if you get beams, especially for UHF and VHF, that makes a major difference on how far you can reach it, especially the repeaters all have antennas way up there, so you can go a long ways, or hitting another person with a set of beams, that makes a major difference. But getting into the local repeater system, you really need something better than a duck. Duck has their place.
I have a 35-inch telescoping antenna. I got one of the folding 48-inch antennas right now, and like a basic equation, I got a diamond T50 going, get ready to put up on a 30-foot flagpole. I live in Birch Run, around Birch Run, Burt area here. I can hit the Burt repeater pretty good, hit the Millington repeater. This is the first time I've hit this one here, that's why I hollered back at you.
Funny, this Link system's a monster. These guys got a lot of time and money into it. Yeah, somebody keeps playing packet on the repeater. How dare they? How dare they put packet out over people using the repeater?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I'm just glad I was able to hit this repeater here. I haven't heard much on it, so I heard you. I had to definitely come back to life. KFA-GPA.
Now this repeater has a lot. The one up here that you're probably getting into, you're calling it the Guilford, but we've always called it the Bay City since I was a kid. It has a bunch of remote receives. And I get into it with a 25-watt radio from my car up in Tawas. And I use a super gainer antenna. And then over in Everett, I can get into it from Everett on the hill I was on, staying at. And it's not a big hill, but it the receives are everywhere, and it does great. And then you can get in it. There's Lincoln Lansing, Lincoln LaPierre, like Fenton. They're all over the place, and it does a great job. Huge footprint.
That sounds good, because I'm planning on doing a little traveling this summer. Not nothing major or nothing like that, but, you know, like I say, I just got my license here on the 11th, and just can't wait to get out, go traveling around, and, you know, get to use my license now and everything, and just opens up a whole new world, you know.
It's an amazing hobby. I rank it up there with my other one. I keep bees, too. So these two are some of the more complicated hobbies to have. And it's always impressed me what I could do on the low bands. I do a lot of QRP work. cut my own antennas and whatnot for eight stuff, and it's cheap. You know, the wire antennas are cheap. You can make wire antennas for this band. Pull them up in between trees with paracord, and I've done real well with roll-up wire antennas for 2 meters with pretty good gain figures.
Well, a lot of times it's, you know, it's understanding the concept of everything that really makes a difference. I find in stuff like this here, you know, like you say, with I come out of CDs. I was into CDs back in the 80s, you know, a lot and stuff like that, where they were talking skip and all that stuff. But, you know, here I find that this here hobby is totally different. Everybody says height is might, and you just got to get up there and then just, you know, eventually move up into a better radio or whatever you like, so you get somewhere you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I guess I've got 2, 6, 7, 8, between me and my girlfriend, she's licensed too. We've got 8 HF radios between us, God only knows, probably a dozen dual band handhelds and mobiles. We've got at least a dozen of those. Well, probably 15 of them. But, you know, you get these cheap Chinese disposable radios and it doesn't, a handheld. And they do a pretty good job. I mean, they're not the cleanest, but they work fairly decent, and then they get the job done, and you can play around with cross-band repeat. Now, I played with CDs quite a bit when I was a kid, and I built J-poles and Super J style antennas too, but you have to have some pretty tall trees to do those in wire. And then we've got a horizontal that's modeled after a J-pole, and you can make a really 16 antenna horizontally for CD without having to have a beam, just a wire antenna. And that's interesting too. KB8 always.
Yeah, I've always just myself. Never tried to talk skip or nothing like that, but I would just always get, you know, just these long whip antennas and put them up pretty good, you know, on the old antenna poles they used to have back in the day. You could get them up there pretty good, and, you know, I'd get out around town and a little bit out on, you know, how it goes on some days you're clear or whatever, get a good bounce off the weights there, and I would get out. Pretty impressive on it, sometimes 7-8 miles or so.
I talked to Texas on 11 meters yesterday. I got bored and went down to 11 meters. But that band CD was a part of the ham band before they set it up to rake in some more money on the licenses, you know. The FCC did that.
Well, you know, today you gotta kind of accept that, because sometimes that's the way too, that it just helps keep the program and everything going for everybody too, you know. So a lot of people complain about having to pay and stuff like that, but you know, it's like if nobody paid, then you probably wouldn't be able to have half of what you have today.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil tax is what I call it. It's like, and now they're stealing, so the bridges and the roads don't look so good. But that does keep things moving. And, you know, any money moving around is getting taxed in any direction anymore. So those things add to the coffer. You know, it is what it is. KB8OOE.
So the last three are OOE.
Oscar Echo, yes sir.
All right, 10-4. I tell you, that sounds good to be able to. First time I've talked to anybody up. So you up towards Bay City then, or?
Right now I'm in Vassar. I'm hitting the Bay City machine, Guilford again. Let's call it Guilford because that's what everybody calls it now. But I'm in by the park in Vassar, and I'm getting in there with a walkie-talkie, Quanshang little handheld. I'm modifying a pile of these to receive out-of-band stuff in different modes, single sideband and AM and stuff, and then putting extra memory in them. And I'm very intimidated. I've been in a lot of fist fights, and there's not a fist fight I've ever been in that intimidated me as much as some of the tiny surface mount components in these little handhelds. Well, believe it or not, I'm talking to you on a case that Biofang. I got off of Timu for probably, I just looked today, for about $24. It's a 5-watt. And these were 2 for $32, and they're Xing Dong, but the guts are a Quanshang K5 or whatever. It's the same, probably pretty much the same radio you've got. And I've got the expansion boards for them with a separate antenna that you drill out the LED flashlight hole for. And I got two of them just about done, but I'm going to have to do some repairs and figure out a better way to pull that memory chip off there. Well, I'll have to say that's pretty impressive. I'm just glad to have this one here to, you know, I'm finding out that it works pretty good. Everybody, you know, says it sounds pretty decent for a handheld. So, you know, but like I say, I got a 35-inch antenna on it also. So I know that kind of helps it out too.
Hate letting the relays crash. Hate letting the relays crash in this repeater. But walking through the house, the drywall eats up a lot of the signal, and we're liquidating a couple houses, so I don't really want to put an antenna up here. You're doing pretty good. I mean, you're definitely doing all right in the system, no doubt about that.
Yeah, not doing too bad for my first couple weeks or so, huh? Well, let's see, probably about a week and a half, a couple weeks I've been into it. But like I say, I used to talk on the TV a lot, but, you know, it just gets to where you can't even have, two people talking right now, a decent conversation where, you know, man, I don't want to argue a fight with everybody out there. I don't have nothing to argue a fight about, you know. And it just seems like... I quit listening to it a while back.
You're very limited. If you stay within the rules, you're very, very limited. And most of the radios that you see them guys putting them huge amounts of power on are just absolute junk. There's no filtration. They take up a huge amount of spectrum when you look at them on the SDR scope. And, you can tell the guys that got a clean signal when you're looking at an SDR. You can see who's who. And them are right within the width of where they're supposed to be. And even if they're running power, which really you don't have to. You can go a couple miles locally with 4 watts or 12 on single sideband. And, you know, I think I was running 1 or 2 watts talking to the guy in Texas. I had everything throttled down to nothing.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, power's not everything. You know, sometimes guys, I believe, put way too much power and, you know, if you put too much of one in, it takes something out of the other. You have to, I believe, have a mediocre way for everything to kind of work together. KFA, CDA.
Well, when you're using it to do moon bounce, or you're going a long distance on UHF, VHF with single sideband, stacked up beams, it'll help. You overcome that, like 2 meter, you overcome that 175 mile breakoff point with refraction or whatever they call it. And then where you're going to see the real benefits is on like 40 through 160.
when band conditions are on the edge, you'll see an appreciable difference on that. But on the DX bands during the day, then I've got all over Europe with less than 2 watts. And even on 40s, when the band's open, 300 milliwatts, I work up and down the East Coast with single sideband.
Yeah, I've kind of looked, around at that. I'm just now, because I think it needs the 270 here. Started looking around a little bit like that, too. And, well, you know, how everything goes. That means a bigger radio, a different radio. Got to, spend more money, of course. And just right now, it's like, I'm going to look around, see what's going on, and probably end up like everybody else, progress slowly.
Those online study courses go a long ways. My girlfriend went to Extra in about 7 months, just under 7 months. And we're setting one of the radios up with digital right now. I got some of the bugs worked out. I got it so it'll talk to FL Digi, but I want to be able to utilize it on other programs, and so I got to figure that out next. But right now I'm operating on these HTs. We got about a dozen of them to do.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a little bit ahead of you there. Sounds like a good plan you got going. I'm just now, like I say, getting into this to where find out what's going on with these here, and then wait to see what's going on past that, because, curiosity, how that goes.
Tuesday nights, I think, on 147-260 down in Flint. You get a little bit of game going on there. There's a slow scan TV net on that repeater, and it's a pretty decent machine. And if you download MMSS TV, you'll be able to send and receive full-colored pictures on that net. That's a lot of fun stuff to do on UHF and VHF. There's a lot of things like that you can do for no more money than what you got into it.
Okay. I didn't know that there. Good to know. I don't mind putting a little bit more money into it and stuff, like maybe getting a mobile for, or a unit for the car, stuff like that there, and I don't know how much I want to go on a base station there. Look at some of the prices, and they look pretty hefty.
I haven't given over $500 for my last, 8 of my HF rigs, brand new. Each, I've never given over $500 for them.
Oh, that don't sound too bad, you know how it goes. Might have to save up for it, make a little room in the budget for it. You know how that goes. Some of the radios I looked at were like, they're pretty nice, like $1,500, $1,200, $2,000, stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's going to take a minute.
I don't own anything that fancy. I'm cheap. I put the money in test gear. So when I make antennas or coils to do things in those antennas, I can see what's going on. I like the test gear. It's reasonably priced now. You can get the Chinese test gear. It does just as good a job. It'll get you where you want to be, and you'll be able to afford a lot more stuff when you're not buying a bunch of name brand antennas for hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Well, that's why I went with the Diamond 58. It was affordable, about $130. Off of Amazon, said it should get me to the a lot farther, maybe 50, 60 miles out, something like that, on some repeaters, and I figured that's good enough for right now. So, like I say,
start out a little slow and then just add on as you go, as I can afford, you know, because, you know, I'm just a working man. I work every day. You know how it goes. Bills come first.
KB80, his name here is Mike, by the way. I get a lot of clones. I use the more expensive mag mount on the roof of the car for the mobile, and then I bought SG7500 Super Gainer 7500 series. It's like a diamond antenna, but it's a Chinese clone. It says diamond on the package. When I checked it on the antenna analyzer, wasn't too bad. And then I got the 7900 series too. And I was getting into this repeater that I'm on from Everett, Michigan, up by Cadillac. So how bad is it? And I'm not even sure that it wasn't a real diamond, but when I tested it against a diamond, it didn't do quite as good. And the values aren't the same in some of the components on the antenna. I checked them, they're not the same. And it's more resonant at the bottom of the band than it is out in the middle where it should be.
Yeah, that's where, that's definitely where, like you say, it's best to have that equipment to test that stuff out. Because you will find some of it's not so bad. Like I say, the radio I'm on right now, we paid, less than $25 for it. Everybody says it sounds pretty good. I got it's a TID radio, H3, I haven't used that too much yet to see how that sounds, but I paid like, I think $35 for that one. But it works. I know it works. It gets out and everything. So it's, you know, by buying these cheap radios is really is what got me into the hobby.
When I got into the hobby in 93, this type of radio would have cost you a couple hundred bucks. I've also got one of the TID radios. I got one of those, and a buddy picked it up for me. And so it is one of those radios that's kind of like these that does a whole bunch of stuff extra in one little radio. So they were definitely a good bang for the buck. You can get a 5-band true SDX, but it don't have a tuner in it. 5 to 7 watts, a QRP rig looks like the size of a deck of cards. You can get those for under 100.5. And like I said, a lot of stuff I do is QRP. I just make them antennas resonate. You make them resonate, you can get out with 5 watts on the low bands. And, you know, we're doing digital now, and I use digital to send and receive Morris keyboard to keyboard. My hand send Morse is rough, but back when I got a license, you had to have it.
Gotcha. By the way, my name is Tom. I live out in Birch Run here, Birch Run towards Frankenmuth here. I'm glad I didn't have to learn Morse code because I don't know. It would have took a little bit of more time, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good mode to do DX on, that's for sure. You can narrow the filters right down and hear it right in the mud. But there's other digital modes when you upgrade. You can get on, I think, 2040 and 80. But you can get on 10, obviously. But 2040 and 80 in the bottom of the band and do up to 200 watts, which is, I've never ran over 20 watts on Morse. As far as that goes, I don't think I've ever ran over 20, 30 watts on PSK 31. But, yeah, it's interesting. You get quite a bit of privileges with a tech license. I've got to kick off and get on down the road. I got to meet up with family down towards Flint today.
Hey, that sounds real good here. Definitely like to talk to you again. Like I say, my name's Tom out of Birch Run towards Frankenmuth here. Let's see. KF8 DBA. Clear. Right on 73, Tom. Have a good afternoon. This is KV8OOE. I monitor just about 24/7.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W88MAC Mount Clemens reconnected to Central Michigan after hospital net training. N8WRO clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWCB, NAWCBK, why need?
W8CMN, repeater.
Hey, YSU, good evening. This is NAWCB. Well, how'd things go today? I know you said that you were the lone senior person in there today. Hopefully, you had a good day.
You know, it wasn't bad. They kept fielding the calls two by two, and it's okay. You got through it.
Yes. on those 2x2 calls. I definitely remember sending over 2x2s back in the day, back in the Clinton days there. So, but I'm glad you got through it there. Nicer day. I guess, of course, it was cloudy earlier, but it's kind of nice to see the sun out. But hey, I only got one more to go.
W8CMN, repeater.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting tomorrow over with and having a couple days off. Excited. How was your day today?
I don't blame you there. Getting through tomorrow and a couple days off, that's a good recipe there, absolutely. I'm doing pretty good here. Did a load of laundry, a couple things that were sitting around that needed to be done, and did some cleanup here in the house, and just throwing away of some stuff there that Mom didn't need anymore. But other than that, we're hanging in there, doing pretty good today.
All right. Sounds like a productive day. You got a lot done. That's good. Good. A little bit of cleanup's not bad. So that's good. Good stuff. Glad you're able to get some stuff done.
W8.
Yeah, I figure I got to do it because Mom's not here to do it anymore. So. I guess it's me, so got to get it done, and don't want to procrastinate on it, so we just, like I say, the washing and the cleaning up, and, you know, if you take care of it, at least it's done, it's not like it's piling up in that, so that helps out a lot.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like it's never-ending. I feel bad. Like Leo's, like he'll do something, and then it'll be clean, and it'll be nice, and then all of a sudden, one of the kids will come through and drop food on the floor, or they'll. In fact, that actually happened earlier this week. She mopped the floor and got all the floors all cleaned up, and then Jer walked in and had a snack and spilled his milk all over the place.
W8.
Yes, the joy of little feet there walking through the house and making their mark known throughout there. Yes, indeed. We try not to do that here, the big person, but unfortunately sometimes I noticed there must have dropped something on the floor and must have stepped on it. But, oh, well, I guess that's part of everyday life, I suppose.
Yeah, this big kid does it, too. I've done that. I've had to apologize. And like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a mess.
Yeah, me too. Definitely done that a few times. Like, oops, I didn't mean to, and try to clean it up or something, but, and I can say that's part of life, and I'm sure next week we'll try to do it again, at least getting into a routine a little bit, and that kind of helps out some.
W8CMN, repeater in Dilford.
Yeah, routines are good. Keeps your mind busy and keeps you going.
NHBCB, yes, it does. Definitely, like you say, it's good to get in a routine and stay busy a little bit in moderation. And, yeah, it kind of helps out a little bit and makes the day go by a little quicker and such. But like you say, I guess that's part of life. I'm glad to get the break from the outside. I'm sure that's coming with spring, and we'll deal with that when it comes.
And for identification, K-Wagon. Yeah, that's coming up quick. First day of spring, and now it's rolling towards the warm weather. I heard that it's supposed to be a warm summer, so I guess we'll see how things go.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Definitely. Well, at least for you, I'm hoping now that the furnace is fixed and everything is in order. Hopefully, the central air is working for you, and that'll help cool the house down some.
I hope so. I know we got the the vent that was covered up when they carpeted and they put the wood and stuff down. That vent that was covered up actually takes a lot of air, a lot of heat out. Actually, it's enough to where it shuts the door when the heat takes on.
Hey, that's great. Well, at least, like I say, at least you did something, discovered that, and hopefully the other effect will work there for summer there. But yeah, that's something, how they covered that up. Like you say, lose a especially where you're getting in good heat, into the house or into the room there. I don't get that, but at least you covered it, and like I say, hopefully the opposite effect will work this summer.
I hope so. I'm hoping that's going to be the case. That would be nice. I would definitely appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. That will definitely help you out there. Yeah, I've been doing some cleanup there. Cleaned up one of the fresh air vents. Maxed a couple of them here, and I know I got to do the probably have to change out or clean up the furnace filter too, so we'll get that here in the next few weeks or so, but get ready in that way. But yeah, definitely getting into that transition mode in the spring. We'll definitely take it.
Yeah, it's nice. The warmer weather and stays light longer, and I've got to get more filters for the furnace. We don't get the super expensive ones. I get the little cheap ones, and we have to get some time to change them.
NAWCB, yeah, that's the way I am. I don't get the super expensive ones, but I found with this newer furnace that I've got to get at least something that'll hold up the way they cut the area where we put in a filter is kind of rough there. Sometimes it'll get caught in there with a cheap old one, so I can't get real cheap, but I'm definitely not gonna so expensive with it. Just something that'll, keep the dust and such, keep it cleaned up there in the filter.
Yeah, I found out that if you don't change it, it messes up the pressure switch that's in there, and it'll throw it for a loop and stop working.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I definitely try to change it biannually. Usually when I switch the intake or whatever that air off that where the air conditioner is. I usually flip it to where I can open up the vent and clean that air conditioner area up and then change out the filter. So I usually do that biannually. It hasn't actually been too bad, which I'm kind of surprised at with his house as dusty as it is. But hey, we'll keep changing it, and I'll be glad if there's not a lot of dust and dirt in it. I'll be grateful for that.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. I know with the dog, it's dogs shed around this time and usually attacks it, you know, gets in there real good. End up changing it more so than normal, but yeah, it's okay. I don't mind having the dog around, so she's worth it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. As long as you know, as long as you like it, and Leo and the kids like the dog. That's all good there. That is one thing I don't miss having between Mason and Boss. Man, those dogs used to shed. I mean, they're just constantly cleaning up hair, and that is something that is that I don't miss cleaning up is the dog hair. And like I say, if I do get another dog, one it will be a smaller dog, and another is probably, hopefully it won't shed, but we'll wait a little bit, just kind of get used to things right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You get one of those storage dogs.
Not sure about a George Talk man alive. That lefty, he was something else there. And putting him with Mason was just not a good combination, especially if Mason got kind of frustrated with him. He was a pretty decent dog, but man alive, he was, like I say, he's high energy. He's a high energy dog, but we'll have to. We'll have to see if and when the time comes, I guess.
Yeah, I hear you, definitely. Yeah, sometimes high energy is good, and sometimes it's just not. Sometimes it's just nice to have a dog that's just is quiet and lays at your feet, and, you know, maybe he gets excited once in a while, but that's, you know, that to that extent, that's about it.
And at WCB, yes, yeah, I agree there. I agree. Once Mason kind of settled down, he was a pretty good dog there to sit at. My feet there, or Mason will sit close by. He wasn't too bad. He was a good sleeping buddy, like you said before. But he was a good dog to sit around, and liked to walk. I liked walking with him. He liked walking with me outside. That was pretty good. He was a pretty good dog. Pretty good dog indeed.
Yeah, he wasn't too bad. He was a good dog, definitely. A loving dog, and Luna's not a bad dog. He's pretty decent. All riled up when people come over, but eventually she settles down. She's good with the kids. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's it. As long as she's good with the kids, and like I say, at least she kind of pipes up there if, you know, something's out of the ordinary, or, you know, something might be strange to her. That's good. That's good. I was going to say, she's getting up there in age. She's getting to middle age or older. To be an older dog, you guys have had her for a little bit.
Hey, Wendy. Yeah, we've had her about 5 years now. Well, however long it's been since we've been at the house, so we've had her that long. She's getting old.
Well, like you say, at least he's getting up there in age. He's starting to settle down a little bit. And like I say, that's a good thing. Kids are older. They've gotten used to her. And part of the house, part of the family. And that's pretty neat, I like to say. To have a dog like that, it matters that she's little. And that dog was little. But anyway, it's pretty neat to see it. Kids grow up, the dogs be there with them, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure, it is. It's been good. It hasn't been fun all the time, but she's been fun most of the time, so at least a joy to have in the house. But, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in and relax. It's ready for my last day of work. But appreciate you coming north and the good conversation, and hopefully have a good evening. If you need anything tonight, let us know, and looking forward to talking tomorrow.
And Roger that. Glad you made it through another one. Like you say, you got one more day ahead of you tomorrow there. But yeah, thanks for the ride along. I enjoyed the conversation there tonight. Looking forward to, again, our Q-Sto tomorrow. But certainly praying for you tomorrow, and get some rest tonight. Enjoy the family. Enjoy some dinner. And say, kind of kick back and relax. But tell everyone hello. And 73 is an 88 Q in the family. Talk to you down the page. And AWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and we will definitely talk tomorrow. 73 and 88 to Mom. K8YNU, clear.
KF8FTS. Fine.
Yes, and
AWCB.
Good evening, Dave. How's it going?
Well, good evening. Yes, things going well. Had a productive day. I got the training on how to program any tone tri-band DMR analog radio today. I went over and met up with some of the guys in the Hazel Park group, and one fellow has my same radio and showed me how to do it, and very productive day. How about you? K-F-A-F-T-S.
All right, good. I'm glad you were able to, get some, somebody working with you there and programming the radio, and glad for you in that way. And someone, people from the Hazel Park group there giving you some assistance. Happy in that regard. We're doing pretty good here. Just doing the housework and taking care of those types of things today. But not a whole lot else going on here. Just getting ready for. Get ready for church tomorrow.
Yeah, Roger that. We get ready for church about 7 o'clock on Friday or Saturday night, so I guess that's about now. I hadn't sleep for 2 hours in my day tonight, so hopefully I'll be able to get some sleep again or something. Definitely not like that, but when you get sick. But, I talked to Mike this morning, second commander, but I don't know if that's a serious issue, but NADDZ, and he's part of that group over there, too. And Sean, or the SL Sean, in fact, I had talked to him in the morning, so...
connected to CNN Network.
And I was talking to him so early on 70 centimeters. Didn't realize who it was in our conversation today. Around the breakfast table, he's talking about some guy talking about any cone. I said, oh, yeah, that was me. It was kind of back to you.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, my mic is my mic is part of the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, and yeah, you got a good chance to meet up there with Sean and talk with him. Definitely knows a lot about radios and the deeper parts of the hobby. Of course, he's been involved in the Central Michigan group. Of course. Works out at the Macomb County Radio Department, worked with him a long time, come out and fixed our equipment there at Shelby and also at the Clinton Township there, so that's good. I'm glad glad you're meeting some of the guys out there, and like I say, a lot of good folks there that answer questions or help you out there. Back to you, Dan.
Yeah, Roger that. Forgive the last year I was switching radios from my 5R to the GM32. Hopefully, it's better to see some signals.
Yes, you have a good signal over here. I was going to say the other one was beginning to fade in and out a little bit, and the modulation was decreasing. So this is you sounded better over here, Dave.
Yeah, I think the battery's running low on that radio. I used that particular radio as my mobile, and that was out low. Earlier today and whatnot, and just now it's put back on the charge. This program, the radio is holding things for me, but I think I got a handle on it now. I had downloaded the program for the Valfang GM32 from the site, because they're from the mobile site. There is no chirp for that particular software in that radio. Same like that. It's the same as the any tone. There's no chirp for any tone either. So it was interesting. It was interesting.
Yeah, it's good to be able to program on the fly if you're out and about or you don't have the software available. But boy, the software, whether it's chirp or another, another software program for these radios are a great help. Some of them will even, you put in the frequency, and it'll automatically, insert, the proper offset frequency and whether, plus or minus, and, it works out great. It definitely saves a lot of steps, and especially, I say trying to program a DMR radio, that's just, a lot of extra steps there. So, again, that's just good to have that software and good to have that knowledge there and being able to program that in. NAWC.
Yeah, that's all part of that learning curve. And for me, it's been pretty steep. I guess it's as steep as you make it. And this was Leonard. 88FK is the fellow that showed me how to work it and whatnot, showed me how he had his shut off, and I downloaded the program from the internet and to open that up and compare, and it was, like I say, pretty much just like the Baofeng GPS. So, know, one way or another, it was a good day. It was long and tired. I didn't sleep last night. The medicine on to keep me up. So one thing leads to another. But now I got another project, and that's the program that they don't. You know, get it what have you. So I mean, both the digital and the analog side. And I did get my digital ID, but I don't know what to do with it. So, and the phone there, the website, there's the code form for the digital side of the GM-32. So I think I'll take a look at that, maybe you know, to be KDA-32.
That's good. You got your digital ID. Yeah, definitely keep that around. Good to know that if you need to program in your DMR or whatever, you'll definitely need that. What is nice with the DMRs, of course, is the fact that you'll be able to see somebody who's calling and if the program's right, you can see their call sign there, so yours will come across there on the DMR radio. And Glenn, and Len, yeah, I've talked with Leonard before. Again, another knowledgeable gentleman there in the hobby, and definitely had some good usos with him. Back to you there.
Yeah, he's been in the hobby for a long time. The guy that was there was, I told you Mike was there, and many DVD, and Sean, and there's a fellow named Jason that was somehow involved in another, I don't know if it was Taylor, or I don't know, like, he seemed to be well versed, not more at the engineering level, and I didn't catch his call, but anyway, it's been good. Well, I'm going to have to go and get the showers happening. And I shave at night. I don't shave in the morning. I end up cutting myself. I shave in the morning. So we'll have to say 73. Thanks for the do-so. Thanks for sticking around for a minute there. And we'll do-so. This is AFA-MTS, finding good signals. We'll be clear right here for you.
AFA-MTS signed. I'll tell you what, Dave, when I worked years ago, I used to shave at night too, so I guess I didn't want to have to hurry up and do that in the morning and try to rush off to work. So I catch you on that one. But anyway, good talking with you tonight, and hope you get the feeling better. Hope you can get some sleep. And, we see you at church tomorrow. It's just great. If not, you take care of yourself. Hope you get some feeling better, but I'm glad things are working out there as far as the DMR side and learning how to program and, meeting up with some good guys out there. But anyway, again, good talking with you. 73s, have a great evening. NHWCB, we'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.